Hey, what's going on, everybody? You are listening to Anime Junkies, Three Weaves in a Podcast, here to give you your weekly fix of all that is anime. Let's get to it.
What's poppin', everybody? It's your girl, Chibi Leah. Before we start today's podcast episode, we would like you guys to listen to a special message from Calvin Chambers of Icarus Metro Comics for his upcoming Kickstarter campaign.
Good afternoon. My name is Calvin Chambers, founder of Icarus Metro Comics, and we have a story on Kickstarter today called Ani Hunter. This action adventure, monster hunting, sports manga follows pro baller Jacob Bills as he tries to prolong his life in the world of underground mystical mayhem. You can start your adventure today with the world of Icarus and back Ani Hunter. Hope to see you soon.
Some paper, boy.
Welcome back to another episode of Three Leaves in a Podcast. It's your girl, Kay Saki.
It's your girl, Chibi Leah. What's up, guys?
It's your boy, Her Hisu.
In a building.
Nah, not she saying the rest of my shit.
And we are officially back with another episode.
Gang, 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 with all three of us this time.
Yay! All right, so I know it's been a while, so let's check in. What has everybody been up to?
Well, let's start with you. You know, I'm pretty sure that people want to know what you've been up to, what you've been watching, if you've been watching anything. Have you been watching anything?
I've been asleep.
So you watch nothing? I could have swore you told me you were catching up to Bleach.
Okay, so I have been watching some anime. I'm caught up to Bleach. So proud of myself. I watched the whole thing. And I also am caught up with Jobless.
JJK?
No, I haven't started that one.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry. No.
Oh my
god. And Bungo Stray Dogs.
That is an anime I have not caught up on.
I've been watching that one.
How is it? How's it gotten?
It's been good. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I love Bungo Stray Dogs because it's Bungo Stray Dogs, but I'm not gonna lie. I'm a little confused. I don't know what's happening, to be honest. Like, I'm a little confused. So I'm gonna have to go back and rewatch. Like, because the season 5 literally picks up where season 4 left off, which happens, you know, it's a series. However, when season 4 came out, I was already confused just by the way that it started with, like, the flashback and stuff. That's and fair. So when season 5 came out, it was just like ongoing confusion because I still don't know what's happening. But it could just be me, everybody else.
It's definitely not you, sis, because I dropped it because I was confused. I'm like, I don't understand what's happening. Like, are we in the past? Are we in the present? Are we in the future? Or is it a mixture of things? I feel like it's the past. Like, why is everything black and white? Where's the color? Where are all the characters that, you know, we've seen from seasons 1 through 3? Like, or 1 through 4? Like, I'm a little confused.
I mean, it was going back and forth, but I felt like it was not that bad. The only thing you just had to realize was, you know, moments where you don't see not just the certain people you were talking about, but mostly it's the interactions with the persons he's with. Like, you know that these people have a good relationship in the present that we know of. So when they were talking, like, you know, they didn't really know each other, or if they didn't care about each other, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, this is the past.
Yeah, I don't care about all that. I want to see the present.
Well, like, it definitely,
I want to see the present.
It gets to the present. It's just like, I think what it was trying to do was give a little backstory as to how they got to where they are today. But it's still a little bit like the how they went about it was a bit confusing, and yeah. It also wasn't very clear on what was the past and the present. Like before, it was a little bit clear because they would go from black and white to, you know, color. But then mm-hmm. at a certain point with the past, it shifts to color. So then it's like, oh shit, like what the fuck is actually happening? So it is right. a little bit confusing, I would say. For me personally, it was a little confusing. But I feel like if I was to sit down and watch season 4 and season 5 together without the gap, then it makes a little bit more sense.
Yeah, makes sense.
But anyways, that was my like take. Like those are the animes I have been watching. I have not picked up JJK, and I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little bit confused about JJK, but not confused because I don't understand the storyline. Confused because I haven't been watching it consistently, and so with the long gaps and stuff, I just need to go back and like remind myself, because the only thing I can think of is season one. That's the only thing I can remember about JJK is season one.
But there's only one season.
Is it?
Yeah, there's only one season, and then a film, and then season two. That's it.
Oh, wow. Then I'm really confused.
Like...
What is so confusing? Like, what are you... Like, I'm listening to this conversation, and it's making less and less sense.
It really is. Like, it didn't gag at all. She said Bungo Stray Dogs was confusing her, but that's legit confusion. There was nothing confusing about JJK.
Yeah, where were we left off?
Let's see if we can help clarify some things.
I think I just don't do good with stories that like to jump from the past to the beginning. Like, I don't understand. Like, even when the movie came out, which was fine, it was a fine movie, whatever, I saw it. But, like, I was not expecting it to be all about the past. And then I was just confused.
Okay, but
I think I don't like stories that go from
it's
the past
a strategic
to the
it's a strategic thing. So this is why. So season one of JJK gave us the introductions to the sorcery world. Like, we could see Itadori, we get to see the situation with him eating the fingers, Sukuna being this high grade level curse and literally the king of curses. We are introduced to the characters, and then we understand that there is something afoot. Like, we didn't really get to see a lot of the villains. We got to see a little bit, but we don't understand who the villains are, what the villains' motives are, why they're doing what they're doing, right? We just see villains trying to fuck shit up, but why are they trying to fuck shit up? Then you get the movie. The movie is supposed to further pique your interest of Geto. Like, we see Geto is the master villain in JJK, but we see him in and out, and we still don't understand his motive, right? So the film was to kind of give us a better idea into who Geto is as a person, why he does what he does, and then his relationship to the sorcery world. Then it all comes full circle in season two, the prequel, or not the prequel, but the past. That is very important. It's very important to what we are going to be witnessing in this massive Shibuya arc that will be coming out August 31st. It's all strategic. And that is how the manga went about it. The manga actually was written in the way that we have received it. It went from season one, the volumes for season one. Then the movie came out, and volume zero was released after all of these first volumes, which is what season one was made of. So there's a reasoning behind everything.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not really confusing. First you meet, you know, the new kids, the freshmen of Jujutsu High. And then you got Geto making his appearance. We knowing that he's related to, you know, the whole thing. And him and Gojo are close, because he clearly don't want to kill him. I mean, he's personally said that, but...
I mean, but we see why he doesn't want to kill him.
Now we see why.
Season 2, we see why he doesn't want to kill
him.
That's his best friend. But season 2, the past, going back into the past, shows the literal level of emotional trauma...
They went through.
...that Gojo has not only gone through, but... the friendship breakup that they essentially went through, where they decided to walk two different paths.
And we see how Geto goes from, we need to save humans, to, I'm tired of these monkeys.
Basically.
The new Frieza, y'all. Y'all remember Frieza?
Yeah.
Hello, monkeys.
Hello, monkeys.
We got a new character calling people monkeys now.
Yeah. Oh, that trailer, guys. If you guys have not seen the trailer, I highly recommend you go watch it, because Shibuya Arc is coming this August 31st, and we are about to get fight after fight, fight after fight, fight after fight. You're about to see at least 15 different brawls happening between characters simultaneously at the same time. We're about to see mayhem break literally loose. And if you guys haven't checked out our reaction video to the Shibuya trailer arc, make sure you guys go and follow us on our YouTube, Three Weebs, and go check it out.
Yeah, no. The trailer went crazy.
Absolutely bananas.
People are getting murked.
Left and right.
I'm pretty sure it's regular humans that were getting murked the worst, but people were getting murked.
Everyone was getting murked. It didn't matter if you was a human, sorcerer, curse, you name it.
How you say it? Bodies, bodies, bodies.
You're on the chopping block. It does not even matter.
Oh, man. They dropping them like flies. It's crazy. And then, not to mention, these are the weaker ones. These are the weaker ones.
Yeah.
The stronger ones, we haven't even seen what they really, really can do. And then
the Sukuna cameo, absolutely.
Yeah, that was cool.
Well, what other anime have you guys been watching?
None. Outside of Jobless JJK, which is on break. And what's another one? Bleach and One Piece, of course. I have honestly not really been delving in that much of summer anime outside of those three at the very current moment, but I have been binging Blue Exorcist.
Yeah, she's going backwards, y'all.
Yeah, I'm going backwards.
Okay.
Well, apparently they announced a new project. They announced a new project for Blue Exorcist. Some people speculate it's going to be potentially season 3. Other people think that it might be a repeat of season 2. I was talking to a friend about it, and she said that they kind of botched season 2, which we didn't even know there was a season 2, or Hitsu didn't even know there was season 2. So once I finish watching season 1, then we'll watch season 2. But she said they botched season 2 and it strayed away from the manga. So she's thinking that they might be bringing it back, the new project, to revamp the season 2 and keep it more on track to the manga, maybe.
That makes sense.
We will have to wait and find out. Until they drop some new news. What about you, Hitsu? What have you been watching? Oh, yeah. Tell them how you started the vending machine thing.
So, I've been on an all-time high for anime. I've gone crazy. I've had a lot of time. And I said, you know what? It's a lot of summer anime. I'm going to give it a shot. So besides, you know, the big hits like Jujutsu Kaisen, Jobless, Zom 100, I actually have been watching the non-big hypes. So, Vending Machine, I'm just call it Vending Machine.
Vending Machine, yeah.
I feel like the whole thing. Vending Machine has a good following.
It's good. No, it's good. I thought it was gonna be trash.
It's actually good. I didn't think that's such a good. Hi, I would die.
Are you fucking for real? Are you fucking serious right now?
Just saying. The progression of the story.
The literal shit she talks about, top tier ass isekais, and she has the nerve to say that?
Listen, Linda. I think it has a unique progression that is so unique. Like, other isekais are all the same, but this one's different, right? This man has to go from being a vending machine in the middle of nowhere to being a vending machine where he's getting a lot of interaction and people are buying stuff from him. You know what I mean? Like, he has to build his clientele up. Like, and you know how hard it is to be a vending machine? Do you know how hard it is to just be a vending
machine? I really
wish
y'all could see my face right now.
I don't understand.
I wish y'all could see my face right now.
I want to know why she keeps saying, do you want to know how hard it is to be a vending machine?
What?
No!
I feel like being a vending machine is pretty damn easy.
No, it's not. It's not. Because you have to... No, it's not. It's not. It's hard. Okay? It's hard.
How do you know? Have you been a vending machine?
I'm just saying.
In her dreams.
I'm just saying, if I was a vending machine and I had to build my clientele up and I only survived off of social interaction, yeah.
If you were a vending machine, what kind of snacks would you have?
I would have a lot of sweets, to be perfectly honest.
Like what?
Like cakes. Or I'll be a sneaky vending machine and be like, or a kinky vending machine and be like, use pantyhose for sale.
Bitch.
Shoot your pantyhose.
Are you a pantyhose? You sell a pantyhose?
What
are you saying right now?
Oh, she's tripping.
Or I would be a K-pop vending machine where I'm like, photo cards. I captured this person walking across from me, and he was famous. Photo cards.
Oh my goodness. Oh, this is funny.
What
if you was a vending machine, what kind of what would you have?
Me?
Chibi? Yeah, what would you?
Me, what would I have?
Yeah.
Protein snacks.
Because
I'm a gym girly.
Lame.
And I gotta get that protein in, baby.
Lame.
Protein snacks galore, honey. Put on those gains.
Oh my goodness.
What type of snacks would you have?
Look, I'm not even going to hold you. I don't even want the snacks. I want to be the first alcoholic vending machine.
Ooh!
Are you sure there's not one that exists already?
I've never heard of one.
One.
If they have it,
I feel like someone has invented that.
If they have it, it's in Japan, because it ain't in America. I'm telling you.
As alky as Americans are, there is some state, some Motown, Hotown in the boonies ass.
Motown, Hotown.
In the boonies ass, place that has one, I promise. You might have some kinky vending machines.
I'm just saying,
as well.
Use pantyhose for sale.
First of all, who would even spend their money on used pantyhose?
You'd be surprised, sorry.
Then again, I was the damn addictions TV show. Apparently, this girl's addicted to eating dirty diapers, so there are weird things.
There's this girl that's addicted to eating styrofoam from the car.
Yeah, the foam from the car. Yeah, it gets weird, guys.
Yeah, so, I'm judging both of y'all.
Yeah,
right
so
now.
people might just buy the used pantyhose, but then again, I would honestly be more of a used panty kind of girl. I don't want the pantyhose. I want the straight panties.
Y'all, what is wrong with you?
I mean, there are guys.
I want to be like Brutus and put the panties in a shrine.
Oh my
literally,
God.
Literally, yes, exactly. I would put, yes. And then I'm just saying, there's a lot of guys that love panties and like sniffing panties. And
They do. And there's panty sniffers.
And
people that break into people's houses.
Listen,
just sniff your panties.
I'm just saying, I'd rather you do it legally than you do it illegally. You know what I mean?
So legally.
Pay for the panties.
Don't steal the panties. If you want to smell them, you can. They're only $1.50.
I'm sorry I even started this conversation.
Yeah, I don't know why.
So,
you already knew this was headed. The moment she started saying that she liked the damn show, you should have knew it was a downhill combo from there.
Yeah, I shouldn't have did that. All right, well, you know, other than that, I am watching some other stuff. Reign of the Seven Spellblades is, hey y'all, it was kind of cute. Now it's getting gritty. I'm telling you, Dale.
You been watching that show without me?
What?
You've been watching that show without me?
I've been watching.
No. Seven of the Spellblades was cute and now it's what?
Huh?
It's cute and now it's what? Say it with your chest. No. Don't change the topic. Say it with your chest. Finish your thought.
Something else I'm watching is I am the
Wow, guys.
I am actually
a betrayer caught in the act.
Look, I am actually the strongest. That's getting good. I think I mentioned that before.
Let's run back to the seven Reign of the Seven Spellblades.
I got me and Chibi been getting into Dark Gathering. That's been getting interesting. Wouldn't you say, Chibi?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have nothing to say about it?
No. Nope. I don't. I want to talk about Reign of the Seven Spellblades.
Hey, you remember Helk?
K-Saki, don't you want to talk about Reign of the Seven Spellblades?
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, she don't know what that is.
I don't know. I think we should get into it.
We're not going to talk about something she don't know. How about my unique skill makes me
an I ain't watching that shit.
It's an easy car. So, you know, I watched that. That's pretty good. And then I actually started watching this one show. I thought it was going to be a regular show, but it actually turned out to be another Isekai. It's called... It's like called My Cleric or something like that.
Oh, yeah. That show.
I don't know where it went, but it's called My Cleric. And apparently, it's about a guy who's a healer. And... healers are really special in this world, and he didn't know that. And the reason they're special is because normally people charge to be healed, but because people can't afford it, they risk dying instead. Yeah, it's pretty, it's actually pretty deep, but it's, I like it, it's pretty good.
Well, you like all your stuff.
Thank you. But yeah, nah, there's more I've been digging into. I just can't remember the names of them right now. Liar, Liar. I started like that episode one. It's not really that intriguing.
How many more anime are you going to talk about?
I said I had some free time. I was diving in.
Good grief.
I was diving in.
Well, you know what? I applaud you for watching anime. Okay?
You applaud me for watching anime?
I applaud you for doing your job. That's your job.
And then, not to mention, Chibi got me watching My Happy Marriage.
Oh, I started watching that. Oh, I watched that. I think I'm up to date with that show.
I don't know if I'm up to date, but
to I actually honest, watched that one too. I'm actually not a big fan of it, but we can get into that later.
Yeah, we know. You like bad anime. We get it.
No, that is a terrible show. I mean... Just kidding. It's not a terrible
what?
It's a terrible what?
Oh, you just started something.
Sorry. It's not terrible. It's just not interesting. Like,
to you.
To me personally. It's just not. I'm gonna stick it out because I started it, you know. Started from the bottom now here. But
still at the bottom.
Yeah, she's at the very bottom.
Shut up. Anyways, I don't know. Nothing has happened that has catched my attention.
That's fair. That's how I feel about a lot of summer anime. A lot of it's just not capturing my attention.
So. Yeah, like JJK. So, we'll get there.
That's your bad taste. That's just your bad taste kicking in.
Oh, I forgot to mention. Monster Bro Wild Season 2.
Who?
And that's a Chinese anime.
It is a Chinese anime.
Oh, anime.
Another Chinese anime to put you guys on.
Link Click.
We still haven't watched season one.
That shit is so good. Or finished season one. You need to finish it. It's so good. It's such a good, like, mystery, like, detective show. I think that's why.
I think the slow burn for me was getting to me. I'm not a slow burn type of anime girly. Like, it has to pull me in within the first 2 to 3 episodes, or I will bench it and then come back to it later.
Yeah.
So basically, if it don't come with that fire, she ain't watching.
That's basically it. Like, it has to grasp my attention immediately.
Well, it's good. It's a good detective show.
Okay. I don't know when I'll give it a try, but I will give it a try.
What's the other one?
What other one?
What's the other Chinese anime that you were going to mention?
Oh, it's called Monster But Wild. So apparently it's about this guy. He plays in a game. He gets sucked into the game and become one of the weakest monsters. But he can learn how, he knows how to level up because he was a really good player of the game. Once he leveled up, he formed his own society with monsters. He's like really strong, but people think he's an NPC. So he's a mystery. And he's not telling anyone that he's from the real world, because every time he tries to, the game bleeps his words. So it sounds like he's being like derogatory towards people, because the game is trying to keep him trapped inside the game.
Interesting.
Yeah. But the one thing about,
like, he's cursing?
No, because it only happens when he tries to explain to people that he's not an NPC. Like, they think he's a part of the game.
But he's not.
And he's not. He's actually a real person that plays in the real world, but he's missing because he got pulled into the game.
Okay.
What's even sadder is they actually said that your parents ain't looking for you and your job been fired you. No one cares about you.
Funny.
That was messed up.
That's not funny. They are you laughing?
They said that like episode two.
That's actually kind of sad.
It was messed up, but he's having fun. He ain't even thinking about it.
Okay, well that's cool, but you can't laugh at people pain like that. That's kind of fucked.
He don't know. He's living life as a monster.
But you know, and you laughing, knowing that you know that.
Oh my goodness! If the boy is living his life in this game, he ain't worried about these people not looking for him.
That's still sick.
Now, when he get out, he gonna be like, what the hell? But hey.
Like, did you hear that diabolical laugh?
It was not diabolical.
It was so diabolical. You diabolically laughed at this man's pain. Well, nobody likes you. No one even cares. They've been fired you from your job. No one's looking for you. That's legit how it went down.
And listen, that's legit how they explained it in the anime. So if you watch the episode where they were showing that part, you laugh too.
I don't know. That's just so mean.
And then like one of the guys, he works with the game and he's a human being in the real world. So he came into the game and told him. He said, yeah, man, ain't nobody looking for you.
Listen, okay. I want to be politically correct, but that shit's funny.
I want to be complete. What?
I want to.
Politically correct.
Y'all not seeing the pearly gates.
I'm just saying. That's not our fault. That is not our fault. We didn't write it.
Yeah, it's a concept. It's not even real.
The empathy has died. Oh my goodness. The empathy don't exist.
Oh my goodness. All right, well
look. I have empathy for you, the fact that you don't understand the comedy here.
I don't see how that's comical. I feel like that's a coping mechanism to not kill yourself.
You gotta watch the show. Just watch the show. They made it comical.
I know the anime you're talking about, and I can't get past that animation. So
yeah, the
I
animation.
Doubt
yeah, that's the
I
only
doubt
thing
that I'll be watching.
That's
that.
The only thing I have to warn people about. If you are trying to watch Monster, but wow, it's actually on season two now, so that's why I'm talking about it. So season two is now airing. But if you're trying to watch it and you're watching season one, that animation is definitely not something you can just...
It's giving RWBY.
What?
Ew! No.
That's the type of animation it's giving.
Is it CGI?
I don't
is
know about that
CGI?
One.
I've seen it.
You think it's giving...
It's similar red, white, looking blue, to... Yellow? Yes, that's what it looks like.
Is the whole thing CGI? Is that what it is?
Oh, the whole animation looks like that all the time.
Yeah. That's why I'm saying. It's giving Kolioko.
Kolioko! Kolioko!
It's giving Kolioko when they're in the game, not out of the game.
They're never out of the game.
But you get what I'm saying.
Oh no.
That's what it's giving.
Yeah, that's exactly Kolioko. Right. Kolioko. Man, that was my show.
That was my show. Oh, that honestly was like the gateway drug to anime for me. Like, even though I was already watching anime when Kolioko came, I think I just loved it that much more because it just reminded me of anime animation.
But yeah, like I said, I've been deep diving, so that's I've been watching a lot.
Okay. Well, is there any other anime that anybody would like to talk about or put the people onto to watch and add to their lists?
I say add Monster but Wild. If you can get past the animation.
If you don't mind animation, yes, add it.
Because the whole thing is hilarious. The concept is funny.
Sometimes the storyline can break through. A not so quality animation sometimes.
That's true.
Sometimes it can.
That's true.
Well, Keisaki has no news for us today. So we are going to be jumping straight into the topic of discussion. But before we jump into yesterday, was it yesterday? I don't know. It was one of these days. I asked on our Instagram, a list of characters, and they had to decide who was the fastest anime character. Now, we already talked, though, the three of us kind of already talked about it amongst each other on a phone call, but Keisaki and Hitsu, you guys agreed Minato, correct?
All right, so look, this is my thing, right?
I want you to answer yes or no first.
What do you mean yes or no?
Did you guys agree Minato?
Minato's the fastest.
Okay.
But
well,
you haven't even named the people. So that's why I said I was going to explain the whole thing.
It was like Kuro Sensei.
Just look at the post.
I don't want to name every single character. I don't have to name every single character, but I'm just trying to get to the focal point of the debate of why people are saying that it's not Minato. And they're choosing other people like Kuro Sensei, Killua, etc.
Okay. Go ahead, Kaisagi.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the fastest? Is that the question?
Well, he wants to list every single character, which I don't think is necessary. But if it makes him feel better, go ahead. Name all the characters.
Well, I need to see them first.
It's probably not on our story anymore because it might have been over 24 hours.
Oh. Okay.
Well, so it's probably not there. In my personal opinion, the fastest character...
I mean, it was a list of people. The only people I can name off the top of my head that people kind of were like, these may be the top is Kuro Sensei from Assassination Classroom, Killua and Godspeed from Hunter x Hunter, Minato from Naruto. What's the guy's name from One Piece that wears the yellow suit?
What is his name?
If you're looking for it, I got it from a Twitter post, so you can go on our Twitter and look through the retweets. If you must name every character.
Okay.
Well, I'd say, here's the thing. It's tricky, so I don't want you guys to take my opinion as like facts or whatever, because it's hard to recall every single character from all the anime that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, like, my first instinct when you asked, like, who the fastest character was, like, my instinct was Minato.
Right. That's typically normal people's responses. However, the reason I brought it up, this is the reason. I didn't want us to debate actual who's fastest. I wanted us to debate, some people are saying Minato is not the fastest because they don't consider his ability to be speed. They more so think it's teleportation.
But it's not teleportation. Oh, well, I guess so, because if he what does he do? He throws his kunai, and then he appears there?
And then he appears there. So they're saying that, he's not, he can't even be considered the fastest because he's teleporting.
That is true.
What are your thoughts? As a Minato lover, what are your thoughts?
All right, so the way I see it, you know, Minato, the Flying Raijin is a technique. Mm-hmm. That you use with both speed and chakra.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a technique anyone can use. You have to have a certain type of speed and a certain type of chakra. It's not teleportation unless he's like using inanimate objects.
But like, he is using an inanimate object.
His body is not his body is not inanimate.
But he's using the kunai, throw and then project his body.
Yeah, but that is the kunai is not the inanimate object I'm talking about. I'm talking about the actual teleportation. He still has to throw the kunai.
Right, but the inanimate object that he is using as the catalyst for him to get from point A to point B is an inanimate object.
Okay, she's not understanding what I'm saying. So I'm gonna say it better. He uses the kunai to teleport inanimate objects, but he can in itself not teleport himself. Because we've seen in Naruto Shippuden during the fourth Great Ninja War, him take the tail beast bomb, the 10 tail beast bomb, and teleport it from right in front of everybody into the middle of the ocean, miles away. That was teleportation. But Minato himself cannot teleport.
Oh, would you look at that? His Flying Thunder God Jutsu network of his own, which he would use to teleport to and from different places.
Yes, but he cannot teleport.
But it just said he teleports. It says his jutsu was made to get him to teleport.
So if he can teleport, then that means he can go anywhere at any time. Wherever his kunai are. That's what you're saying.
That's just the great debate. The great debate is people are not... Some people say he's fast, and some people say that he's only fast because he's managed to form his chakra in a point to be able to teleport.
His technique, you gotta be fast to use it, so...
I mean, yes, he is quick. He's fast. Can't deny that the man is fast. However, there is argument to say that he is the fastest, technically speaking, because his being fast in his speed sometimes has nothing to do with his body. It's his jutsu. And his jutsu is, in fact, teleportation. So, technically, is he the fastest?
Is he? Yes. To me, he's the fastest. Okay. He's a yellow. He's a yellow flash for a reason. I'm biased as fuck. I don't care what nobody says.
I don't give a fuck.
I say he's fast.
I don't care about no. I don't care about no facts. I don't care about what you say. I don't care what you speak in. Meaning, he's the fastest. Drops mic. I don't care what you gotta say in the conversation.
That's it. Cause it's the man. First off, he has to throw the kunai. You can't be slow throwing the kunai. Then you have to plan perfectly where you want the kunai. Mind you, he can mark his victims, so he doesn't even have to use a kunai. He can literally mark his victim and just be right up on him.
Kisaki, what do you think, girl? What do you think?
I think the operational definition of what we consider to be in the fastest is different, which means that our operational definition is not clear. If there's confusion, then it's not clear. So, Chibi, define what is fastest. What does that mean?
I mean, teleportation is fast, though.
I mean, teleportation is fast, but...
Hold on. Chibilia, mm-hmm. What is your definition of fast? Like, what is it... What aspects are you looking for to be considered fast?
Okay. Well, my definition of fast would be that someone whose body is physically able to move... Like, they train their body so fast to the point where they can get from point A to point B only using their body. Like their legs, their speed, their agility.
Okay.
I don't care what you use. If you can get to point A to point B.
Hey man. She said Chibilia. This is Chibilia's opinion.
Okay.
Like I said in the video on our YouTube, I am not the god of anime. My opinion is not absolute. It is just that, an opinion.
Well, if that's the case, if you're defining fastest to be someone's ability to run and move their body at a fast, like a quick pace, then I would say Minato doesn't qualify because he is technically teleporting and he's not physically, like if we were all to line them up in a straight row and we said, okay, you guys, run. And let's see who can make it to the finish line the fastest.
Teleportation
would be cheating. You're teleporting. Yes. That's cheating. Mm-hmm. When you want to see how fast you can run. If that's the case, I'm going to go with the character on Blue Lock. Boom.
Girl, no! No! Are you kidding?
What character on Blue Lock?
Girl, first of all, there are other characters on this list like Zenitsu, Yorichi, the Ida from fucking... Ida is ghosting. Is straight... Like, he's straight winning against the nigga from Blue Lock. Like, let's be real.
Yorichi is definitely beating...
Like, what?
A nigga that plays soccer. Get the fuck out of here.
Killua's jog is beating that man on Blue Lock. Let's, like, stop the cap.
This is why I said we need to name the people on the list.
Yeah, we are naming the people on the list, but at the same time, like, the debate is... Speed is up. Minato's Listen. The fastest because he's fast or because his ability is teleportation, and everyone is saying that his ability is teleportation. He uses a kunai to get from point A to point B, which means he ain't the fastest for real. His technique is the fastest, but his physical body, no, it's not the fastest.
His technique is the fastest, but he's not the fastest. That makes no sense.
That's what she said. Technique. It's dependent upon your perception of what you consider to be the fastest. Now, people are saying that Minato is fast. They're not discounting that. But he uses teleportation. He does.
That's not fair.
I say he's fast.
That's because you're biased. You just said that. There is no amount of opinion swaying or fact that's going to ever make you suggest that man is not the fastest.
He's the yellow flash, and that's it.
Well, there you have it. Kaitaki, I know I asked you your opinion, but let's have a serious opinion. Because that man from Blue Lock is not whooping these people. He's not winning. I'm so sorry.
You know what? I'm not the god of anime, okay?
Girl, bye. You can't use my light against me.
Okay, so the dude with the yellow suit
yeah.
Is Kizaru.
Yes.
That's the dude that shoots like the light beams.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He travels using literally light.
Okay, but does he use light to get him from point A to point B?
He becomes light, yes.
Okay, he becomes light.
Yeah.
Which means his legs move him from point A to point B.
It's not his legs.
What is it?
He becomes light. He's a low. It's a
okay, but that's
it's a Logia.
Could Zenitsu also be considered that? But then again,
he doesn't physically turn into lightning.
He doesn't physically turn to lightning.
Like, you know how Ace can actually turn into fire. Killua was Godspeed. Is still fast. He doesn't turn into lightning, though.
He doesn't turn into lightning, but he has found a way to use electricity to his advantage to engulf his body to make him move at the speed of light.
Nah, I don't know what's going on. But I'm just saying, like, I get what she's saying. She's saying that they use things to enhance their speed.
Absolutely. But they don't teleport, do they?
I mean, in a sense.
Like, they don't throw an inanimate object and teleport from point A to point B. They either engulf their body in something or utilize something to enhance their own physical capabilities in order to enhance their speed.
You know what if I had a superpower, you know what I would want it to be? It's to slow things down. To slow people down. So then I will always be considered the fastest.
That's a great optimistic approach. I appreciate that thought. Thank you.
And I could take my time with, you know, finishing stuff that has deadlines, you know, because I'm slowing time down.
Isn't there a character in Fairy Tale that can do that?
Okay, well, listen.
I don't know.
There may be.
No, I definitely remember there was a dude that literally could slow things around him.
Okay, so then I have another character. So I brought this up to you, Hitsu, but I didn't bring this up to Kisaki. So what about Shinra? Shinra and his brother, and how they are able to accept grace.
He can't do
from it. Fire Force.
Oh, oh from Fire my Force. Goodness.
Oh, okay. I was about to be like, what?
Oh wait, he's not fast.
He can be if he is given grace and he's able to literally move.
Well, if that's the case, then the guy from Black Clover, Asta.
Asta's not that fast.
Well, there is someone from Black Clover that is on that list.
Yeah, Leech. Leech is on that
Leech
list.
Leech is on that list. I don't know if you know who that is. I don't know how far you got in Black Clover.
I don't
want to
talk about it.
Okay, not far at all. Okay.
So Leech is another character that uses light.
Okay, well.
And he travels using light.
Wait, Leech. I know who Leech is.
Yes, the elf.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. He is very fast.
Yeah.
But he also doesn't use teleportation.
What about Mashal?
God, no.
Mashal's,
not compared. Not
what
compared,
is up with you and these characters that you know are not even close to being as fast as the characters you just named?
Mashal's fast and he's
faster
strong.
Than any you of these what? People you we just what? Named?
You know what? It's fine. It's fine. I'll go with one
it
punch.
It is fine. It is. One it's going to have to be.
One punch. One punch!
Speedo Sonic is on there.
What from about One Punch, punch? Man?
That is One Punch Man. Speedo Sonic, you don't remember him?
Oh, yeah! What about him?
I don't know why he's on this list.
Because he's fast.
Yoruichi could definitely outrun him.
All right.
Okay, guys. Well, we could be on this all day, but we do have to get into our topic of discussion for this podcast.
All right, and what is that?
Which is a doozy. Like, this kind of randomly popped up because all of our lives, we have not truly known what the real definition of an isekai is. We thought we did, but we do not. And all the anime that we thought and associated with the genre of isekai are in fact not isekai. So this topic of discussion is, what the hell is isekai?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
All right, so you tell us, what is an isekai?
So yeah, apparently, that's exactly what I'm going to do. So a part of from being the most hated genre amongst the community, I would have to say, an isekai or an alternative world is an anime that covers a broad range of storylines in which a character is transported into a new life and or a new world.
A new life or a new world.
But one form of isekai, it often starts, as you people already know, a struggling protagonist depicted as a loser, dies a violent death before being reincarnated as a hero with unique power. So that's typically the trope that a lot of isekais do follow, as Keisaki has explained her disgust, even though isekais aren't that bad and y'all need to put some respect on its name because it's truly good. Like, it's really great. I don't know.
All right, listen, I just want to clarify. I do not like fantasy anime. And I do not like most fantasy animes, and okay. I do like not like most isekais. So.
Mm-hmm. The vending machine one, though.
I do like the vending machine. I am
but not reincarnated as a slime.
Hell no.
What?
I'm sorry. The slime You're bugging. Is not, I'm sorry. The slime is not inspirational. The vending machine
You're bugging.
Is.
You're bugging.
Just saying.
Okay, so now that we've known that, what are some anime that we thought were actually an isekai that we found out are not isekais?
All right, so I'm gonna start off with the number one, the one Keisaki dogs the most, and that's Sword Art Online.
Yes. Now, it's not. It's actually defined to not be an isekai, and this is why. So in isekai, a character has to either die and or be transported to another world. In fact, in Sword Art Online, none of them are transported to another world. They are just trapped in a game, but their physical bodies are still... Yes, their consciousness, but it's not an isekai. It's not an isekai.
It's not their lives.
Yeah, they didn't die and get reborn in another life with another ecosystem. And they... Yeah, it's not an isekai. It's not an isekai.
And you can look it up and it'll tell you it's not an isekai.
It's a game.
Just look it up. It's not an isekai.
And they end up escaping the so-called other world, which is just the game.
It's not. Hack
Sign is not an isekai. It's not an isekai.
What is it? If it's not an isekai, then what is it?
It's a fantasy.
Okay, it's still something I don't like. Don't
But like. You like Hack Sign.
I don't like... Huh?
You said you liked Hack Sign, though.
I did. I liked Hack Sign.
But you just said... How are you going to say you like... You don't like fantasy, but you like Hack Sign. And didn't you also say that you like season one of Sword Art Online?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, but is that still not liking a fantasy?
Yeah. I said I don't like most fantasies. I don't like most...
Now
fantasies.
She's...
That is literally what I said at the beginning before we got into this conversation, because I knew it was going to be a conversation of topic. I don't like most isekais and I do not like most fantasies. If I was to gear myself to a type of show, it would be horror, shoujo, shonen, isekais. Mm-hmm. I mean, not isekais, but shows.
Let's see. What is another one that is often mistaken as an isekai? Like you said, Hack Sign, Sword Online. Another one for me, which I thought, because like I remember specifically a conversation that I may have had with somebody that said that an isekai could be described as literally being transported. It could be within the same world, but if it's a different time period, then it could be considered an isekai. Well, that's not true. We found out that's not true. And so I thought Inuyasha was some type of unique type of isekai.
Yeah, I thought Inuyasha
was an isekai, is it not? But it is not an isekai because she's technically in the same world. It's just different
time periods.
Right. Yep. We knew fucking nothing about isekais. Like, I don't know what we thought we knew, but we don't know anything. We know nothing.
So another so-called isekai that's not an isekai is Demon Academy? How you call it?
A Misfit of Demon Academy.
Even
though he was reincarnated.
Even though he died and came back, because it's the same world, it's not an isekai. Misfit of Demon Academy is just a fantasy.
Now that's crazy, because like, how you gonna throw in a reincarnation curveball? Got everyone thinking that it's an isekai, and they were like, oh psych, no, it's the same world, it's not an isekai. That also, and then of course his who had to say redo of healer is also not an isekai.
Redo of a healer is not an isekai.
So then,
baby,
that leaves the question, is Oshinoko's not an isekai?
Not an isekai.
It's not.
No, nope. It's not an isekai. Which is crazy.
I just finished Oshinoko.
Oh, how did you like it?
It was alright.
Oh my gosh. See, your taste, you're proving more and more how your taste in anime is absolutely questionable.
Garbage.
Sorry. I didn't say it was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's crazy because the so-called dying and coming back, was supposed to be like the biggest thing, but mm-hmm. even if you die and come back
in the same world, and that's not even the same world, like it's not even the same world, like years apart. It's literally seconds apart.
In Oshinoko, it's like instant. It's
instant, like she gave birth and boom, reincarnated. Which is how reincarnation kind of typically works. Well, if actually, you think about it.
Now that's what was actually weird, because remember the girl, his sister is the girl that died months.
She did.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And they're born at the same time because they're twins. But it's really tripping us that being in that, once you die and come back, I'm like, oh, it must be an isekai. But it really tripped me out when I found out that that doesn't really mean it's an isekai.
Mm-hmm. What is there any other anime that we can think about?
All the ones on that list.
Well, you know them better than I do.
Okay, go up. I'll start. Go up.
Oh, here's one. Is Tower of God considered an isekai?
No.
Why? They were transported to another place.
They were just transported to the tower.
But it's the tower. Could it be considered a whole other world?
No.
I don't know. You just tried to say that Sword Art Online was considered an isekai and they were in a game. So if people could go be transported into a game, then why can't they be transported into a tower that has an entire ecosystem?
Hey.
Their consciousness. Their consciousness was transported into a whole other world. A whole other world built. Tower of God.
Have you read Tower of God?
Yes, I have. Tower of God. Literally, they have the tower, and then they have other planets that these people come from. And they literally, was like, oh, I'm going to go take a trip to the tower.
They don't have other planets.
No, it's just the tower. It's just the tower.
But the tower in itself is a world.
Yes, but outside of the tower is the same world
that all these other creatures came from.
It's her argument doesn't make sense, because she tried to argue that Sword Art Online was considered isekai because of the consciousness, but their bodies were still in the physical world. But their whole physical world is in a tower.
No, but literally, if we were to... I can't say as a character in Sword Art Online, I'm just gonna go take a trip to Sword Art Online land. No, I have to, literally transport myself into this other world, because
but
that
you're not
world
transporting
does
yourself
not
it's an
exist
RPG
here.
It's an RPG.
Okay, well, that RPG does not exist on Earth. Okay, so Earth is where
what
they're
do you
from
mean? No RPG game not exists listen on Earth. It's a fucking game.
Exactly.
Literally, if I go buy a virtual
you're
reality virtual
point
reality glasses, I can fucking play Sword Art Online and act like I'm really there, but I'm asleep.
Y'all both don't make sense.
We don't. Because, I feel like we lost the point of our argument.
Hold up. How are you going to say the game's not on Earth, but you have to be on Earth to play the
child,
game?
Child, that's what I'm trying to get into.
Y'all making no sense.
No, don't say y'all. Don't loop me in. I made sense. She started making no sense. Anyway.
The only reason I get Chibi's argument is because in Tower of God, their physical bodies actually go to another plane.
Tower of God literally has built-in ecosystems of literal worlds on every single level.
That is the tower! That is the power of the tower. Like, that is
but my argument is you can't sit here and say that Tower of God is... quote unquote not an isekai, but then turn around and also say that Sword Art Online and Hack Sign are isekais.
Listen.
Because they're literally very similar.
Listen.
How is no,
you're
I wanna hear I wanna hear no, you're stressing me out.
No, you're stressing
I wanna
out.
Hear
you're my blood pressure is high as fuck right now.
Wait a moment. I want you to explain. You made a ridiculous comment earlier saying that going to the tower is like taking a trip to New York.
Which is out of
please
pocket.
Explain
listen,
what that means.
Listen. No, what I'm saying is the tower is its own entity. The tower in itself is its own place, correct?
Right.
The tower is its own place. So people go from wherever they come to visit the tower, to climb the tower, because it's a whole, the tower in itself, the construct of it is a whole terminal. Anyways, regardless of how the tower is structured or how many ecosystems exist within that tower, it's still, everybody is coming from their own personal place of living. So if you think about it, like we live in Maryland, or we live in DC, or whatever, we live in the DMV, right? This is just our location. There's some people that come from California, there's some people, whatever, and they visit, they go to the tower, which in my case, I'm referencing it to New York. They're going to New York to make it to the top, right? That's the whole point. So they
are taking their trip to New York. They're not leaving their whole, they're not leaving Earth to go do that, right? Like, they're not transporting to another world. The tower exists within their...
So, but the tower is a world within a world. That's the thing. The tower is a physical entity, yes, but a tower is a world that's in a world, because there are people that were born and raised and have clans in the tower and have never been to Earth. They've never, wherever Bomb is from, they've never been there.
It's weird, because this is y'all, this is the anime y'all read, and I understand it better than both of you.
I understand it better than she understands it.
Listen, for one, I gotta help you out. I really do. So, first off, what you explained earlier makes no sense. New York could not technically be the tower. If you wanted to call something the tower, it would be the United States. People are all born, right? Well, like, everyone that's born in the United States know of just the United States. But there are people that actually come from outside of the tower. And those people are called, like, abnormals or something. Like, mm-hmm.
Because normally they're not let
into the tower. They're not let into the tower.
They have to be worthy or something.
Exactly. So there's people that are born and raised in the tower, and then there's people that are not born in the tower. And normally they don't come into the tower.
They're not even allowed to climb the tower or be even a part of the tower of, like, whatever is happening in there.
Right. And then once you enter the tower, everything is its own thing. So one level could be, let's say, the East Coast. The next level could be the Midwest. Then another level could be the West Coast. Like, that's how the tower works. But the only difference is that it's not the same place. Each level is a different world. Like, it has different breathing atmospheres, different creatures, different vegetation. Like, everything is different. It's like every piece of the tower on each level has been re-terraformed to a different species of environment.
But it is like its own world, though. The tower is, quote-unquote, parentheses, its own world, even though it exists
within a world.
Within a world.
So therefore, it cannot be its own world.
But he gets transported there.
We get that.
So how, if but the term, if the definition of isekai is either reincarnation or transported into another world, how is Bomb and Rachel being literally transported into the tower, not under the realm of an isekai?
Because that's like me making you super small and putting you in an anthill.
Well, we're gonna have to agree to disagree on this bad baby. I think that Tower of God is an isekai, and
it's not.
It's not, but you just can, the way that Keisaki is Delulu and thinks that Sword Art Online can be an isekai, I'm allowed to be Delulu and Tower of God. Just like how you're Delulu that Minato is the fastest, but his ability is fucking teleportation. We're all allowed to have our Delulu moments, and this one is mine.
Minato's fast.
We've all had our Delulu moments on this episode today. Thank you. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Y'all annoying.
Okay. Do you see any other anime that's on this list that you can speak to? Because as we know, you are the isekai king. We delve in that word a little bit, but nowhere near as much as you be delving into.
It's not that it's not a lot. It's just we just need to remember how there's always a world within a world. Like, my favorite one is why not to pick up Girls in a Dungeon. The dungeon literally has so many levels in it. It's like its own world, just like the tower. That's literally what it's like.
But it's also not isekai.
Exactly. So it gives off the perception that it could be an isekai, but it's not an isekai. Especially, okay, so this one actually is weird. The strongest sage with the weakest crest. I watched that so long ago, but I still remember.
He's reincarnated, right?
He's reincarnated.
But within the same world.
In a different time period.
That makes sense. We're not talking about the same world.
Okay, so you talk about just in a different world. Well, like, it's not that many in a different world
type scenarios. What determines a world?
Okay, me personally.
Like, define what determines a world.
A place that you cannot go to physically.
You cannot physically, if I wanted to go into the tower, I cannot physically go into the tower.
But Bomb did.
Because he was, oh God, it's a spoiler. Damn it, I can't even talk to you.
He was transported.
No, but the thing is, Bomb, if I say something, it's a fucking spoiler. spoiler.
It doesn't matter. He was outside the tower. He went.
He
into
was
the
outside
tower.
The tower. Now he's in the tower.
It doesn't matter what he is.
But yes, it does because it's similar to Moonlit Fantasy.
Okay, just listen. He was outside the tower. He goes back into the tower, right? Now you said it's like Moonlit Fantasy. He was outside of the world. He's back in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's still two different places that you cannot go physically.
Right. So that's you what I'm saying. That's what I'm there. Saying. Isekai means to be teleported into another world.
Right.
The tower is essentially another world.
But it's not.
You it said is. Essentially. It's a world sitting in a world.
No.
Yes.
So if it's sitting in a world, then it's a part of the world.
I think that Tower of God's isekai. Tower of God's isekai.
Please explain this to me. If you left this dimension and went into another dimension, is that another world?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Is the tower in a different dimension?
It's an ecosystem, though.
It doesn't matter.
It has its own ecosystem, its own conditions.
Is it in its own space and time?
I think.
Does it coexist with the regular place around it?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It doesn't coexist. Like,
but you can get
what's happening in the tower is not simultaneously
not
also
saying.
Happening.
That's
with...
not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that is the tower something that is still within the realm of where everyone else is?
No.
So you're saying it's in a totally different place. You can't just see it and go there. You're saying that it's in a completely different time and space. Because that's the only way it can not be of the world.
If that's the case, then how come Rachel was never able to physically find the tower? She said she searched the tower for years and was unable to find it.
Yes, but it coexists. That's what I'm saying. It's there,
because
but
it's
you don't
not,
see it.
No,
unless
exactly.
People
you don't
you.
See it.
Unless
why do you think you can't see it?
Because you're not chosen.
No, because that could be the same thing when people say different dimensions. How we literally exist on a plane within a plane within a plane. That's literally the same thing. The tower could exist on an entirely different plane that we just cannot see.
So yeah, I can't, that's not I a can't different world. See Pluto. I can't see Pluto. So if I was to visit Pluto.
Pluto no. is a different world. It's a different planet. It's not Earth.
But it's kind of like a... But the
that's
tower
you,
is not
that's
a different
your, that's
world.
Your problem. That's your problem. You think going to a different planet is a different world. No.
Is it not?
No. It's
no!
not. It has to be of something that is not even remotely related or able to be.
I think that I think that that's the tower. I don't know. Like
so
I told,
think,
I
so
told,
the tower
I told everybody that we can have our Delulu moments. Let this be my Delulu moment.
That's crazy. We're trying to explain it to you. That's the problem.
No, I get what you're saying, but like I just disagree. That's okay. I just disagree.
You know, this is all right, so I'm gonna help you out. This is the best scenario I have here. I don't mean no ill will to nobody. I'm just trying to explain something. We're on this earthly plane, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. The tower, you make it sound like it's a whole nother place. But really it's within the same plane. Now, a whole new world is something that has nothing to do with Earth. So literally, if you are on Earth and then all of a sudden, I don't know, you just so happen to fall and slip.
So how does Pluto have something to do with Earth? It has something to do with the galaxy in which Earth is in. They share a galaxy.
Yes.
But it has nothing to do with Earth.
Which is what I'm trying to tell you. It can be a new world if you can physically go somewhere else. So if I can, so technically I can physically go to Pluto. Technically, I can physically go to Pluto, but can you go to heaven? Like, can you travel to heaven?
You can't travel to the tower. If that was the case, hella people could travel to the tower.
No, but they physically can travel to the tower. You can't physically travel to heaven.
You can't physically travel to the tower.
Oh, so their minds and spirits are in the tower, not their physical bodies?
No, they get transported.
So they
literally
travel.
Get transported.
But
you
travel.
No, he said physically travel, not transported. Physically travel. Don't you all me? You think Sword on the Line still in Isekai, babes?
If your physical body, if you're,
like you can sit this one out. The only one that has a point to argue is Hitsu.
Listen to me. If your physical body can leave from here and physically go to another world, that's still physically. So that means it cannot be a new world.
A whole new world.
Like, I don't understand. I don't understand why this is so hard to get. Like, the only way it can really be an isekai is if you die.
But that's not true, because people said that it could be reincarnation and or transported to another world. It's both.
But the tower is not another world. It's within the same world.
I guess.
Oh my goodness.
Listen. I would like to end the conversation. No.
We're at a stalemate with this one.
Listen.
All right, we've helped people Chibi, explain,
if
right?
If Chibi thinks that Tower of God is, it means Sakai.
Then we'll continue to keep her in La La Land.
Think that SAO is the name Sakai.
And you will think Minato is the fastest.
We're gonna stop going back to that. We ain't going back to that. See, women always want to bring up old shit.
I'm counting our DeLulu moments.
Women always want to bring up some old
shit.
We are
all allowed to have them. Okay, so Hitsu, since you are the king of isekais and the experts, now that we have discussed anime that we think are isekais but that are not isekais, what anime are true isekais?
Vending Machine.
Vending Machine is definitely a true isekai. That man died in an accident involving a vending machine truck.
It was crazy.
Well, I have a question though. Mm-hmm. Random. What is Marvel? What is the Marvel Universe? Does that mean isekai?
What?
Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, jeez. Oh my God. What? Here we go. Here we go again. Here we go again. Keisaki. Random questions.
What is Marvel an isekai?
Is Marvel an isekai?
No, because they physically can teleport towards each. Oh.
Ah. Ding ding ding. Was something struck?
Doctor Strange opened the multiverse.
Yeah, boom, bitch.
They technically got isekai.
Those are different worlds.
You do know they're coming out with a Suicide Squad DC. It's not Marvel, but it's DC. A Suicide Squad isekai?
No, I didn't know that.
Where the characters from Suicide Squad is going to be anime.
Oh, yes, I did know it. I saw the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not aware. I'd have to.
You've never seen the trailer?
No, I'd have to check it out.
It actually looks like it's gonna be pretty decent. Like, DC may not be good with the live action films, but when it comes to the animated films, they slap at those.
Oh yeah, see, that's the problem with DC. If they just stuck to that,
they slap at those.
They would, if they just stuck to that and put those in the live action, y'all would be doing so good. But y'all didn't, and now y'all doing so bad. Like, I ride with DC more than Marvel, and I'm so disappointed in these live actions.
The live actions aren't hitting.
They not hitting. They not slapping. They're not flopping.
They're flopping.
They're just trash.
But they are flopping.
It's trash. Y'all disappointed me with The Flash, man. Where's Grant Gustin? You know what? I'm not going
to
get into this.
All that money spent on that budget to not even make 50% back of your return.
Trash.
Sick.
And then The Flash is my favorite superhero, so I was very disappointed.
I know.
I was very disappointed. But we're not going to get into that. Look, real isekais is when you transport to another world.
And or get reincarnated.
Or get reincarnated.
Into another world.
Exactly.
Not the same world, not the same timeline, not the present, not the past, not the future. An entirely different world.
So, my personal favorite, reincarnated as a slime.
Yes.
Then you have Jobless Reincarnation.
Yes.
And then you have Eminence and Shadow.
Yes.
I will tell you people, man, these are like top three isekais right here. And then there's the one that kind of creeps in the third, but I don't know. Eminence and Shadow kind of stole my heart. Overlord.
Overlord's pretty cool.
Overlord is, let me tell you something.
Hey, an isekai that was able to get 4 seasons, decent, solid.
It's going on 5.
Yeah.
So, I'm telling you now, Overlord is a really good isekai. But yeah, it's so many isekais. No Game, No Life. How not to summon a demon lord.
A demon slayer. How not to summon a demon slayer.
Demon lord. Demon
Would
lord.
You like to watch that type of anime?
Oh God.
Everyone's dying. It's a lawless world.
Oh my God. It's a lawless world. That actually would be
If you had no demon slayers in a world full of demons, child.
That actually
You're in for a world full of problems.
How not to summon a demon slayer.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, then question. I have I have one more anime. So that just reminded me, How Not to Summon a Demon Lord. Technically speaking, he got teleported into the game he's playing as the character he's playing.
That is true. Now the question is,
but he doesn't know how to get out.
Exactly.
Because he's not, it's not an RPG type of thing. He was actually, he's made now into the character of his game.
So I think it's an Isekai.
Oh my God, you said how not to summon a demon slayer. That just made me think of that. How not to summon a demon lord. Is that an Isekai?
It is an Isekai.
Interesting. You see how they blur the lines, like they ride the tail end of what an Isekai is and isn't, because he's in a game.
Yeah, no, it is the game, but I think what it is he's stuck there.
He's stuck.
They summoned him.
Yeah.
So he's
into his character, and it's like how you were talking about the Chinese anime where how like they think he's an NPC, and then whenever he tries to talk, it's like bleeping him out. It's the same thing with him. Even though he tries to talk normally, it comes out villainous because he's a villainous character.
Yep.
Even though what he's really trying to articulate is not villainous.
Right. Nah, I didn't even think about that. But yep, that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah. All right, back to what your list was saying.
No, I was Wise Man's Grandchild.
Oh, bring that anime back, please. Oh my God, the anime was so good. Season 2, our stat. I need a season 2 immediately.
Chibi's personal favorite. I got reincarnated as a spider.
Hate that anime.
But she started loving it.
No, I didn't actually. I don't know. It's just when it comes to anime,
she needs a human body.
I need a human body. No skeletons, no animals, no inanimate objects. That's why I got back into slime when he got his human body. Because if he stayed a slime, I probably would have never watched it.
Moonlit Fantasy.
Mm-hmm. We're getting a season 2 of Moonlit Fantasy.
And
can't
wait. It's...
Eminence in Shadow is getting a season 2 as well this fall. We're getting not only JJK season 2 Shibuya arc, but then we're also simultaneously getting... And I believe, isn't AOT the final season supposed to actually come out this fall, or is it winter?
Yes. No, it's this fall.
Oh, bet. So it's this fall too. So we're getting 3 emotionally distressing animes, violent, death, toil, high death rates.
It's a lot of death.
A lot of death. We're going to get a lot of it. Oh, yeah. Seasonal depression mixed with depressing anime. It's not looking too great.
Hey man, look, I'm here for it. I'm looking forward to it. So I ain't gonna be mad. Bring the disaster. Bring the turmoil.
Bring the disaster.
Now you wanna know what's weird? Digimon is considered an Isekai.
Yeah, that makes sense. Why wouldn't it be?
Cause they teleport from the digital world.
Yeah.
Physically.
But they can go back to the real world.
Mm-hmm.
But does the digital world exist within?
No.
Or is it its own separate
world? It's a different world!
What's going on with you?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, it is called the digital world, so maybe that explains it.
Yeah.
They don't call it the tower world.
I feel like Isekai creators do this shit on purpose. Straddling the line of what makes an Isekai.
But so here's the thing, they know a lot of people don't like Isekai. So what they do is they change it just a little to make it a fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
So I just noticed something. So there is a third way of being an Isekai. So either one, you physically take yourself to a new place, you actually die and reincarnate, or you're summoned.
Or you're summoned, because
no, don't even go there.
No, Shield Hero, he was summoned.
He was summoned. You're right.
Campfire cooking in another world with my absurd skill. He was summoned.
Okay, so then what about that cooking anime show where it was a traveling door?
Oh,
can that? I don't. No, could that... because he was able to open the door and teleport and cook for literal people in different worlds.
I don't think he traveled.
Or it was a restaurant.
It was a restaurant.
It was a restaurant.
And the door would appear in different worlds.
In different worlds.
At different times.
Mm-hmm. And people could walk in and go
to the restaurant.
Yeah.
That. I would say that's an isekai. We'd have to look that up.
Yeah, we'd have to look that up. Like, cause can that be considered an isekai?
It's different
because
worlds.
Because the restaurant, they get transported to other worlds.
Yeah. I'd say...
Restaurant in another world. That's literally what it's called.
I think... Duh. So,
restaurant in another world.
I'm done with her. Started a whole conversation.
I mean, I forgot the whole name. That's why. And then when it like sunk in, I was like, oh yeah. That's an isekai. That's a good anime too. I would watch that one.
Yeah, no, it was good.
I like that one.
But yeah, it's definitely an isekai. It literally says it is in another world.
All right, boom. I was like, okay, I have learned nothing today. If I didn't realize that was an isekai.
All right, so I think we did good. We've explained what is an isekai, what isn't an isekai. We know Minato's the fastest. I think we've
Delulu.
We made great progress.
Yeah, Tower
of God
is isekai.
And so is Sword Art Online, apparently.
Hey.
Y'all are fools.
So, without further ado...
Hold on. May I ask, though, what was the point of this conversation if we were all just going to end the conversation?
No. I know. The point of the conversation is to try to talk it out, try to learn something new,
yeah.
try to share with others, if they didn't know, what anime was isekai or thought there was isekai, because all of our lives we thought so. If there was anybody else like us out there, then we provided some clarification.
Yeah, because a lot of people actually say that Sword Art Online was an isekai to the point where I was convinced it was an isekai.
Same.
So I thought it was an isekai. That's probably one of the biggest debates.
It's not.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's not.
You're right, and Tower of God is an isekai, and
it is. You're right. Thank you for saying that. It's an isekai.
This is what they mean by you can't help the ignorant.
Says the person who thinks Minato is the fastest.
The fastest.
He can teleport. He's teleporting
fastly.
He's using a kunai.
He's fastly.
He drops the kunai. It's a wrap.
Fastly.
I'm tired of us.
We're a hoot, I swear.
Alright, so, not a hoot.
We're a hoot.
Oh my goodness. Alright, well, do anybody else has any other mentions, suggestions, but no more questions?
Well, Keisaki can't, because she doesn't watch isekais like that.
Mm-hmm.
But
I have a suggestion.
What is that?
Everybody should go and watch Reincarnated as a Vending Machine. Okay?
Alright, there you have it. Keisaki's first isekai suggestion. That means you should highly
ignore it.
Oh that's crazy. Wow. Oh, the shade. That's shade for real.
It's like, nah. Wow. A lot of people say that it's good. People like it.
You like it.
I don't.
You said you like the animation.
I like the animation, but I watch nothing past the first episode.
You know, and that's why you can't tell. You might end up turning into a human person. Selling their body.
What?
Just saying.
You lost me.
You said you like to watch shows.
You lost
real
me.
People.
But the selling of bodies part, you lost me.
Hold up. You said that you like to watch isekais with real people, right?
Yes, but the selling of the bodies watching, is where you lost me.
Okay, but if you keep watching, they might transform into a real person.
And what would they do?
There's
a lot of other things they could do besides sell their bodies. Every isekai that I've seen, when they get a body, they don't sell their bodies.
They can join the black market.
Oh my god, get off my phone. I was like, get off my phone. I was gonna say, get off my phone.
Keisaki,
we gotta go.
Please be quiet.
We gotta go. It's time to wrap this up.
Alright, y'all. Well, like always, we appreciate you for listening. Hope you learned something new today. We definitely did.
And if you want to stay in Delulu Land, you can stay in Delulu Land.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll meet you there.
Go say hi.
Hi, yes. We're neighbors in Delulu Land.
Now, Yeah, that's crazy. All right, well, please tune into the YouTube. Hit us up. Ask us questions. If there's an izakai that you think is an izakai, but may not be, you know, look it up and, you know, shoot us those comments saying this is definitely izakai. We'll let you know if it's not.
And we honestly might not even know. We're not even the experts. As you can see, we're still debating on some things, but you never know. You guys might teach us something.
But until next time.
Till next time.
Bye.
Deuces.